This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reached Warsaw in Poland on a two-day official visit. He was accorded a warm welcome at Warsaw Military Airport. Mr. Modi will lay wreath at Jam Sahib Nawanagar Memorial and at the monument to the Battle of Monte Cassino and Kolhapur Memorial. Later, he will attend a community event in Warsaw and engage with the members of the vibrant Indian community. The Prime Minister is on a two-nation visit to Poland and Ukraine to further bolster ties. Earlier in his departure statement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "Poland is a key economic partner in Central Europe." He said India-Poland mutual commitment to democracy and pluralism further reinforces relationship between the two nations. On his Ukraine visit, the Prime Minister said he will be visiting Ukraine at the invitation of President Volodymyr Zelensky. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated RBI Governor Shaktikant Das on being rated A+ for the second time in a row in Global Finance Central Banker Report Cards 2024. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "This is a recognition of Shaktikant Das's leadership at the RBI and his work towards ensuring economic growth and stability." President Draupadi Murmu has stressed upon the importance of quality education, research and innovation. Addressing the fifth convocation of J.C. Bose University of Science and Technology in Faridabad in Haryana today, she said these are being covered under the new education policy. The All India Institute of Medical Sciences, Delhi, has appealed to its resident doctors to resume duties in the interest of patient care. In a statement, AIIMS said that the government is committed to the cause of healthcare professionals' safety, and the Supreme Court has also assured affirmative action for ensuring the safety of the medical staff. AIIMS has constituted a committee to address any immediate concerns of the healthcare professionals. The committee comprises the academic dean as the chairperson, alongside four other members. In a related development, resident doctors from Lady Harding Medical College, Maulana Azad Medical College, Vardhaman Mahavir and Safdarjung Hospital today held a protest at Jantar Mantar, demanding justice for the alleged rape and murder of a doctor in Kolkata's R.G. Carr Medical College. Union Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal has encouraged people to maintain a happy and positive environment in their offices and to take care of their colleagues. Inaugurating a motivational lecture cum workshop on happiness building capacity through human values for the employees in New Delhi, he also highlighted the importance of developing a sharing attitude, noting that sharing each other's concerns can help heal emotional pain. The minister discussed stress management and living a stress-free life, saying that if employees are stress-free, their productivity increases. Thailand has detected its first suspected case of new Mpox strain today. Thailand and Sweden are the first countries outside of Africa to detect Mpox cases of the clade 1B variant. The Department of Disease Control found a patient with suspected clade 1 smallpox. The health authorities found that the patient has a travel history to Congo. The World Health Organization has declared Mpox a public health emergency of international concern on the 14th of August. Russia destroyed 45 Ukrainian drones, including 11, over the Moscow region during last 24 hours. Moscow's mayor, Sergei Sobyanin, said this is one of the largest drone attacks on Moscow ever. The Russian Ministry of Defense said three counterattacks of the Ukrainian armed forces in the Avdiivka direction were disrupted overnight. Last week, the Russian military repelled a similar group missile attack on the Crimean Bridge and drone attacks over the Black Sea overnight. The Bangladesh Cricket Board BCB president Nazmul Hasan Pepon has resigned. The decision was announced after an emergency meeting of the BCB directors at the Ministry of Youth and Sports in Dhaka today. According to media reports, former Bangladesh national team captain and former chief selector Farooq Ahmed has been appointed as the new BCB president. And that is the end of this news bulletin.